Very good. Well, it could have been in Cleveland, right, George?
Right, could have been.
But this Peavine album is, it's really a great album. It's pretty scarce now, I guess. And I'd like to see a CD come out of this material, of course. Anyway, we're going to start off from 1953, and this is one of the released ones by the Hornets. Of course, you all know the Hornets featured a gentleman by the name of Johnny Moore, who then went on to sing with the Drifters. Up-tempo, 1953, States Records, Lonesome Baby.
Lonesome baby, lonesome for my baby. We're not lonesome baby, lonesome for my baby. Lonesome baby, lonesome for my baby.
Well, you know I love you, so baby, please come back home. Big bowl leg, long curly hair. When I start rocking, she rocks everywhere.
My love.
been out in the cold. I can't fool around cause it's been home ago. Come on, honey, open the door. Honey, won't you let me come see you some more? Reeling and rocking, trying to get home. I can't fool around cause it's been home ago. Come on, honey, be nice. Take your key and ease this ice. A baby put me out cause I was no good. Well, I didn't take care of her like I knew I should. Come on, honey, open up the door. I ain't gonna do it no more.
Hey, hey, rocking all night long. Hey, hey, rocking all night long. Hey, hey, rocking all night long.
I ain't gonna leave my happy home.
Cause I got love. lost and found. Well, I'm going far away, won't be gone away. Hell, I'm going far away, won't be gone away. I'll be coming back one of these bright days. Well, I'm going to the city to see what I can see. Back with me. Well, I'm gonna ride in the taxi, subway train, go to nightclubs and drink champagne. Big city, this is the big city bound. If you don't live for me, ride to the lost and found. Well, I'm gonna go to the movies, go to the park, take my girlfriend, where is dark? Big city, this is the big city bound. If you don't help for me, write to the lost and found.
My God, that is a simply amazing vocal group. I wish they would have done a ton more of things, and who knows, maybe there are some unreleased things left in the can. You just heard the Hornets on the States label, and this is a P-Vine album that we played it from 1981, thanks to Mike Bauer, who called and told me the definite year. Of course, I have the album up here, and I could have read it, but you know how it is, Mike.
Right.
What you heard was Big City Bounce, that was unreleased, and before that, probably one of the greatest ballads ever to come out of that area, I Can't Believe, featuring Johnny Moore. Before that, Ridin' and Rockin', which was also unreleased, and another great ballad. I think the first time I heard this, I fainted. You Played the Game, and that was also, of course, Johnny Moore and the Hornets. And we started off with the flip of I Can't Believe, Lonesome Baby. And I Can't Believe and Lonesome Baby, that, of course, you know by now, is a legendary record on the States label.
From George. 1953, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got some dedications here. You
okay, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that John Salvio called, and he's enjoying the show today. He wants to dedicate a record to Mike. Sal Gentile called. And he's also enjoying the show. Gave me a list of some of the requests he'd like to hear, and I took them down. I'll be giving them and passing them along to Neil and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Frank Russo called, and we are going to dedicate a nice ballad to Frank and his lovely wife Margie later on in the program. Mike Bauer, like I said, called, and he let me know that the P-Vine album is from 1981, but I figured around 10, 11 years old, something like that, 12 years old.
We have heard rumors that that does exist on a CD.
Yes, it does. It definitely does, because I saw the catalog, but I can't get it.
We've gotten every P-Vine CD in the world except that one.
Well, if it exists, it'll come out or come around. Hopefully, it'll come around again.
We'll have to go over there for Pearl Harbor Day and get one.
You got it. And you got to remember, George, that all the 5 C's are also on this particular album, and a lot of cuts for the 5 C's are excellent cuts.
Yes, absolutely.
Joanne McGuire called, and she wants us to know that Doug is enjoying the Chicago stuff, and she's enjoyed the P-Vine material. Joanne, mm-hmm. The P-Vine material is from Chicago.
Right.
So I guess
Doug?
You're enjoying all.
Who's Doug?
Doug Powell.
Oh, okay.
Doug Powell and Smokey.
And Smokey.
All right.
That's
what am I going to have to throw you raw meat again?
Part of our 13 and a half listeners, right?
We got about 13. We two more calls and we'll be up to our 13 and a half listeners. Mr. and Mr. Popularity here, George and Sal.
Also known as Dress, who's wearing a dress?
Dress, who's got the dress. That's exactly right.
From our lovely friend Dominic D'Elia, who we will not mention today.
All right, we will not mention that Dominic D'Elia
lives. All right. Okay, what do you say we go with a spotlight now on Donnie Elbert and a group, probably the group called the Derbies, although it's quite possible it could have been the Guytones that were recording back in 1957 when he recorded these five or six records. From 57, up-tempo on Deluxe, Donnie Elbert and a group with Leona.
Captured me. It's no wonder my heart thunders when you walk by and with your eye. This must be real. Oh, hear me, Leona. 'Cause I'm so glad, Leona. Please share. Oh, can't you see, Leona? It was meant to be, Leona. Please marry me. Oh, so happy, downright slappy. I don't know my head from my feet. Leona, you're so sweet.
someone made the garden for the flowers and gave to them the April showers. Now in the beauty of each rose I see, why someone made you for me. About the rock of ages, someday my love for you will fill a million pages. I pray to him that there will always be the love he made for you and me. And I thank him for sending you to answer my call. And as I've heard about the rock of ages, someday my love for you will fill a million pages. I pray to him that there will always be the
wait it out, George, and give me a mic because you made a mistake, George.
Yeah,
and I will give you time to cue it up if you want to, George.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you're listening to the R&B Group Harmony Review, and you're also listening to a man with a very unique and very different voice. His name is Donnie Elbert. And after we play this last record in a fantastic six-record set, we'll let you know what you've heard. And while I have this opportunity, one of the silent majority, one of our 13 and a half listeners called to say hi, and that's Doug Seffinger. And we'd like to send all these beautiful records out to Doug Seffinger. And also, we dedicate this record set to Frank Russo and his lovely wife, Margie. And we're going to have the last record in the set, believe it or not.
By yours truly, but forgive me, from 1958, Donnie Elbert and a group there on the Deluxe record banner with Believe It or Not. Before that,
all on Deluxe, of course, I Want to Be Loved, but by Only By You from 1958. Before that, My Confession of Love from 1958. And before that, Someone Made You for Me from 1958. And Tell Me So from 1957. And we started that magnanimous six-record set with Donnie Elbert and, of course, all backed with vocal groups called Leona. And I'd like to send a special dedication out to Dan Gable, Dan and his lovely wife, Lauren, and a very speedy recovery. Dan's mom is going into the hospital Monday for surgery, and we wish her the best of luck and the best of success from the R&B Group Harmony Review, especially George and I. And then, Danny, don't worry about it. You hang in there and everything will be okay.
All right. What we have for you right now is a spotlight on a group from Washington, D.C. called the Captains.
Yeah, before I'd like to dedicate the next record set. I know you're going to make a dedication, but I want to dedicate it to, both our partners, Danny and Neil. And Neil, if you're within the sound of my voice, give me a call. I've got to ask you a question.
And also, we're going to send this out especially to Mr. Jimmy Archer, the original bass of the Wrens, who goes absolutely bonkers for this group. Recorded in 1950, released in 1953, we begin our spotlight with I'm So Crazy for Love.
I'm so crazy for love. It's making me cry. I sometimes wonder, will love ever die? so crazy for love. It's breaking my heart. Will someone please help me? Or give me a star. My life is no good without someone to love me. I need you, my darling, to love guide me. I'm so crazy for love. I dream all the time. If I only had someone to be wholly mine. My life is no good without someone to love me. I need you, my darling, to love and to guide me. I'm so crazy for love. All the time. If I only had someone to be only
it yearns for you, my darling. Can't you see that you are meant for me? Oh, baby, my darling, I love you. This thing called love will never die. And I love you. Let's stay in love till life is through. I'm coming back to you. God knows I love you true. My darling, can't you see that you are meant for me? Oh, baby, my darling, I love you. This thing called love will never die, no matter where it goes. You love me and I love you. Let's stay in love till life is through. I'm coming back to you, God. knows I love you true. My darling, can't you see that you are meant for me? Oh, baby, my darling, I love you.
I love you so. But I know I never will, 'cause I'm forever faithful. I'm true to you still. I thought that I'd forget you, but my love for you is true. I'm waiting and I'm longing for you. You know I'll always treasure that thrilling first embrace. I always will remember your sweet and smiling face. I thought that I'd forget you, but my love for you is true. I'm waiting and I'm longing for you. That thrilling first embrace, I always will remember your sweet and smiling face. I thought that I'd forget you, but my love for you is true. I'm waiting and I'm longing for you. I'm waiting and longing for you. All alone, and no one seemed to care. Friends had forsaken me. I couldn't find one anywhere. And then one day you came along. Skies to blue. You said your love would never die. You've proven this as years go by. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful for the things you've done, dear. You know you've been
pal so good and true. Once I was so all alone and no one seemed to care. You know that all my friends forsaken me. Couldn't find one anywhere. And then one day you came along, dear, changing my gray skies to blue. You said your love would never die. You've proven this as years go by. I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful, dear, to you. Why, heaven only knows, my darling, what I would do. It seems as though my finding you was meant to be. World, a lovely paradise for me. So here I stand. I'm yours, dear, to command forever. It seems as though my finding you was meant to be. You've made this world a lovely paradise for me. So here I'm yours, dear, to command forever.
On the Dot Record banner out of Gallatin, Tennessee, we just heard The Captains from November of 1953, recorded back in 1950 with All My Love. Before that,
from a 2-CD set of some fine Gotham material, I believe it's an import, you heard I Love You So by The Captains. Then before that, you heard I Always Remember. And before that, Be Grateful, all recorded for the Gotham Company.
And we began from November 53, the flip side of the Dot record, The Captains with I'm So Crazy for Love.
Yeah, kind of done in the Ink Spottish vein, but a great vocal group, nevertheless.
Maple syrup on pancakes. Hmm?
That's just about summing it up, George. And as a matter of fact, with all my love, the Five Keys did a beautiful version of that on Capitol. Got to say hello to some nice people, George.
By all means.
And Bob Barrows wants us to know that we're up to 14 and a half listeners.
I love it.
He's enjoying the show very much. And Bob Barrows is from Staten Island. And I'm glad you're listening, Bob. Jerry Landry called. And Jerry said the Donnie Albert set was great. But that was Albert, my wife, Susan. It's E, not A. Donnie Albert. Okay. Whatever you call him, he's got a very unique
voice. And, very unique, yes.
He's been listening for 15 years, and he said, George, you and I are great or better now as day one. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right. And here's a name from the past that
Where did we send that check, by the way?
Here's a name from the past. Jimmy Amato called to say hi. And
now, there's a name.
We go way, way back with Jimmy. I go way back to the Time Capsule show And also, Larry Dorfman called, and Larry would like to say hi to everybody at UGHA. And we just got your message across. Larry also said we're doing a great job and keep playing the good music.
Okay.
Also, here's a challenge for Neil, our partner Neil. A gentleman by the name of Lenny Rowles would like to hear a record called Romance a la Mode by the Deep River Boys backing up Fats Waller.
That's a challenge for Neil.
Yeah, that's from around 1942, and we'd like to say hello to Lenny Rowles. And Lenny, I've got news for you. If any guy can dig it up.
Hirsch can.
George.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time today, but as you know, life is not all peaches and cream, and I'm going to make this brief and I'm going to make this short. I lost a very good friend last week. I hadn't seen him for a while, and I lost a very good friend, partner in the magazine that I started along with Bob Galgano, and this gentleman, Steve Flam, passed away last week at a very young age, and I was absolutely devastated and heartbroken. Steve, I knew Steve a very, very long time, and I know Steve's family. And George Lavatelli would like to send a record out to Steve, and we're going to send the same record out to Steve. Steve was one of the editors of Bim Bam Boom magazine. He was a record collector, and he was an all-around great guy. I offer my deepest sympathy and condolences to Steve Flam, his family, Carol, and his children. And George Lavatelli suggested that I play a great record and a record befitting a man like Steve Flam. So we're going to go back to 1954, originally recorded for Jubilee, probably one of the rarest records ever for a long time. And thanks to the efforts of Steve Flam, and believe me, tremendous effort was made to get this out, and he was one of the gentlemen involved with it. So our sympathies here at the R&B Group Harmony Review from all of us, from all our families, to the Flam family, we now bring you, from 1954, the Five Sharps singing Stormy Weather.
Together, keep dreaming.
Jubilee number 5104, made a hell of a lot more popular by Bim Bam Boom. It was on Bim Bam Boom, and it was done around 1972 for Bim Bam Boom. A lot of work and a lot of effort went to that project, and I would sincerely like to thank Bob Galgano and Steve Flam, the late Steve Flam. And like I said, that goes out to Steve family. And that's from George Levitelli and George Tompkins, Sal Mondrone, Neil Hirsch, and Dan Romanello. George, Jerry Landry also wanted to know if the Hornets material that we played, if one of those records we played was the famous $18,000 record. And yes, it was. I Can't Believe Lonesome Baby was purchased by someone, I don't know who, for $18,000, and I guess if you wanted it that much, if I had the money, I probably would have bought it myself.
This is
true. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When I was record collecting, I probably would have killed for it.
Could have been.
Well, there's a long story about that, you know, but anyway.
we won't get into those days.
Saw a copy on a wall once back in 62 at Arcade for $20, and a guy by the name of D'Elia wound up with it. But
yeah,
that's another story for another day.
For another day. I used to own that record.
I used to have that. I used to own it. Dress. Who's got the dress?
Right. Good old Dominic. Okay. We're going to go with a spotlight now by a group that currently backs up Rudy West as his keys, or his five keys. They're from the Washington, D.C. area, I believe. And if I'm not mistaken, perhaps they're probably even from the Newport News area, more likely. A group called The Chateau is, as we go back to November of 58, going to send this entire spotlight out to a good friend of both of ours, who I had the privilege of seeing last Monday night for the first time in 14 years.
Oh, don't even mention it, because I can kick myself in the butt. I was supposed to call George that particular day when he was at the store, and I got busy where I worked, and I forgot. Can I mention the name?
Yes, you can do it.
James Sal Pasentino.
Thank you for making me a madman and a record collector, Sal.
And thank you for giving me many, many happy hours on our, well, I guess now defunct Rhythm and Blues Revisited show on
legendary
another station.
Program, right.
A legendary program.
Right. Okay, from November 58th, The Chateau's on Warner Brothers with Satisfied.
As much as